Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Yeah. You let it roll. You can let it roll. Coming in fresh off of that energy.
Last night was fucking movie.
Last night was great. And now here we are back in the studio. It's like, I like the fact that noise is there. Like, I gotta be hype and in the mood to do that. He did that on his own. Menuhin did that on his own. A grown ass black man was in his house.
He was in, and he was doing this too. He was doing. Oh, that's too high.
Yeah. Honey, do you want to eat? I'm sorry. I'm laying down a track right
Hold
now.
Hold on. Nigga, I'm trying to get this spot for next weekend. These bookers keep fucking with me, man. I told them it's not 1,000 or less.
Amazing musical talent.
It's a nice octave to go to, man. It's a nice octave. Welcome, everybody, to another splendiferous episode.
Good fucking word, man.
Oh, I thought you was going to tag it.
Oh, splendiferous, splentaferously good episode of No Need for Apologies.
There's no format to this show. We wing it every week. Some days it sounds good, and
some
it looks like we landed it. It looks like we've executed it.
Some days
it,
we be pros.
And then some days you can see that this is just Swiss cheese. There's a lot of holes.
Swiss cheese.
And everything that's going on. We got a great guest this weekend. All right. This is going to be a special one. This is going to be a special one because we have a lady that wears many hats.
Many hats.
Right. Fucking
She's
comedian
a
first, though. Comedian first. Let's put that out
know.
There.
And that I didn't
And that's what we're
going to
fucking talk about, all right? That's what we're going to talk about. We got comedian, office manager, and I guess baker. fucking Andrea Bryan, right? Is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Andrea? Okay.
Yeah, but I'll never correct anyone. So.
And see, that's why I felt it had to be, like, I've been trying to say Andrea more because I feel like that's what it's supposed to be. But you weren't correcting people.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Andreas will correct you. Like, I grew up with Andreas because
I'm
black.
I grew up with a lot of Andreas.
We from the hood. Yeah, man. So they Andrea in the hood.
Fuck?
Yeah.
There's so many ways to say this name.
Andrea will correct you. It's Andrea. You know what I mean?
And
oh, but a black chick, nigga, it's Andrea. You be like, oh, all
right,
yeah.
Right.
And don't put no moose on my name.
I get it. Some people want to be Andrea because Andrea could be a boy's name in some countries.
Yeah,
well, Andre... is the feminine.
But there be dude's name Andrea.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's probably true in Italy. But yeah, like Germans say Andrea, and I spoke German in high school, so I just gave up at that point.
You spoke German in high school?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I learned German. Yeah, I learned German in high school, and the Germans say Andrea, so I just said, never mind.
Dude,
whatever.
All right.
If you sound it out, you're good.
So Häagen-Dazs? Häagen-Dazs is German, right?
It's made up.
Häagen-Dazs, I thought that was German. Yeah.
Dylan, could you Google top 10 reasons to learn German? I'm just curious. Like, what year was this, and why would you be learning German?
I'm so old, I was told it was a good idea for medical school.
For medical school?
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
right back when I had aspirations of a real career.
That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
So what does this say here? Making a career, mainly German companies have international locations.
Like BMW.
Okay.
Overcoming prejudices? I don't think so.
Overcoming prejudices.
Now they're just making stuff up.
That's also number 9.
Overcoming prejudices.
Number 2 is studying engineering, medicine, and philosophy. German is a popular country for studying. Okay. 3 would be research. 4, working in Germany. Okay. Well, you were doing none of these.
I had aspirations that were quickly dashed.
Yeah.
German.
Okay. So let's get down to it. Because like we said, like we just... I just found out you were a comic.
Me
we did
too.
A show together, and I'm sorry I missed your performance.
I was last week years old when I found out.
Why don't you leave?
I hosted
that?
A show that you were on.
And then you know me, my black ass high. I didn't even remember that you was hosting.
I'm bad at that. That happens a lot, because you know what happens, dude? I've gotten so good at not trying to fuck comics, like lady comics, that like I immediately kind of like,
you gotta check out.
Yeah, it's just like I just see all comics as other dudes. And until there's a reason for me to pay attention to this other dude, I won't. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A guy that notices a chick soon as she walks in an open mic, beware.
Mm-hmm.
Beware.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
little lady. How yeah, you man. Doing? The list is over here.
Immediate red flags.
Yeah, man.
Wait, someone's paying attention to me and I didn't give them something or do something for them. Yeah, red flag. Man. Get out.
Right.
Get out.
Right. And yeah, see, man. And that's the other thing. Andrea don't come in here with no titties out, you know
no
what
titties.
I mean? No skin showing,
you ain't
no
on
nothing.
A new pussy joke.
So, you know.
I got this new pussy joke I've been working on.
Right. Okay. So, how long have you been doing comedy now?
A year and a half.
Okay.
Oh, that's why I don't know. Because you're a toddler. You're
yeah, exactly.
In the game. I got you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Prior to that, though, I've known you from being over at Compound.
Exactly.
Which you were there regularly, you know, wasn't 100% sure what the role was over there. I know there were always cookies and brownies, and they were like, this chick brought them. You can trust them. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the beginning of like, okay, well, I'm ingesting baked goods from this woman every week for like the past year and a half, 2 years.
Ingesting.
Yeah.
A lot of cookies.
Yeah.
So there's already a certain level of trust where I'm sure. And it's funny because I always...
And I ain't fall flat on my face, so you ain't poisoning people.
No,
so it's a nice
definitely
term.
Not.
Right, but this is also a testament to Andrea's personality, right? Because I've been seeing these 10 of cookies, and it, like there was times where you want to come off of the cookies and you want to lose weight, and you come in, he'd be like, fuck, what the fuck, put these fucking cookies in the office, right? And she's just sitting there like,
yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, she's not.
They're going to get eaten, so.
Yeah.
Go giddy.
Yeah.
But I see everybody spaz out about the cookies, and you're just like, yeah, whatever. Like, it doesn't bother you that people are like, who the fuck?
Yeah,
it doesn't even make you slow down and not bring the cookies.
No, I got stuff to do. I'm focused. Whatever. That's just noise.
That's just
really.
Noise.
Yeah.
Let me just bake these cookies in the morning and get it out the way.
So what are you suppressing with the cookies? Well, because this is to keep you from murdering people or what?
No, I just it's kind of cathartic. It's something I can kind of do passively. But I've been baking cookies for years, and going over to Compound, I thought, well, I shouldn't go over there empty-handed.
Oh, wow.
So it just took on a life of
you
its own.
Life of the park.
Yeah.
Now it's a side hustle. I net like $200 a week in sales selling cookies.
Selling cookies?
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus you can do anything Christ. You want in this world.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right, so that must answer that question. Single?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody just baking cookies on. I make $200 a week selling cookies. So clearly,
it's very,
a lot of time on your hands there, huh?
That's when I get triggered, filling out my taxes. Like, oh, yeah, it's filing single again. Damn it.
Yeah, man.
This is never going to change.
I love how women find hobbies. Other than what it is, you know, that, like they take their vaginal angst and put it in, like, that's what Etsy's about. Etsy is just a bunch of white women with single women with dope ass hobbies.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Damn, my ex.
Y'all are the best.
Etsy page while we were together. Fuck.
Your ex. You talking about Charvella. You talking about Miss Charvella selling them oils.
All kinds of shit.
She used to sell oils for your dreads. Selling them oils.
Yeah. I don't know why I decided that moth couldn't live in this studio.
That moth was working for Charvella. She wanted to come in here and eavesdrop.
All right, so now, Andrea, you're also a power lifter.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to me about this. Were you like a wrestler in college or something? Or?
No, I never wrestled. Just always, like, weightlifting sounded like fun. There's a million ways to get in shape. I like lifting heavy stuff, so just... got into that, and that's my several day a week thing.
All right, now can I confess something?
Sure.
This is where I find Andrea very attractive.
Okay.
Knowing that she can carry things, like just to have a chick that can help you move stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
she
knowing
the lifting.
Like yeah, fuck yeah, we don't need to hire a moving crew. My chick will help me move.
Five story walk up, no problem. A 5-story walk up, say less, pussy. Let's go to the roof.
Fuck a delivery fee.
Yeah.
Me and my
piece
girl
of cake.
We gonna get this shit in the back of the station wagon.
Pink hippopotamus.
I feel like you got a pickup truck floating around in the city somewhere.
I don't, but
you do have pickup truck vibes.
Yeah, I figured that was a bridge too far. It's like, I used to have Subarus, another way to telegraph
you
that you're
go.
A dyke with your vehicle.
I know. What is that?
I heard Subaru come with pussy.
But no, no. But you know what it is? You know what it is?
You signed the contract.
Lesbians are into utility.
Yeah,
that's why I am strangely, you used to judge me on this. I have been strangely attracted to lesbians my entire fucking life. And it's just based off of the utility.
I got my heart broke by a lesbian.
What you mean?
I was 15.
Oh, wow.
I love this bitch, Kiara. I'll never forget. Kiara Clemens. I'm saying a whole goddamn name. Yeah. Right, man. No, man, I was 15. Did she know? She was a track star. No. She was probably...
Wait,
she was
you about to say a track star or a track stud?
Track star. I wouldn't say... Come on, man.
Track
stud. That's so stupid. That's really
she's
funny.
A runner, she's a track stud.
She's a track stud.
Track stud is pretty good.
She did the form... I couldn't even do it. She did the 100 meter in 4 seconds with Tim's on. Nigga. Anyway. No, Kiara, she was a track runner at the neighboring high school.
Oh, wow.
She's big old butt, gorgeous skin. But she was kind of like fucking with girls then, but she wasn't telling nobody. It was just rumors. She went to college 1 year. I'll never forget. And my graduation party, she came back. Bro, she looked like one of the dudes at the Wu-Tang concert.
Yeah.
Just be in the back with the hoodie and the Tims with the floppy. She had these on.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, fuck.
I'm all about that.
And my black ass was like, it must be laundry day. I'm going to talk to her anyway. And she had the short blonde hair with the waves. I'm like, she's all the way committed, nigga. And you still trying, baby, please. I graduated high school. Nah, she wasn't. But nah, I was into her. She wrote me a letter with the Senate ink back in high school. And I was like, oh, this bitch. And then she wound up going lesbian, like hard too, like wave
cap.
Oh,
so she wasn't doing it in high school.
College, she let loose. Yeah. And then she a whole dude now. She weightlift. And she weightlifted all them titties away. Gone. she bench pressed them things away. She looked like a whole dude. She looked like a linebacker. It's pretty wild.
Well, the other stereotype is that it's lugs lesbians until graduation. So she continued like beyond college.
Wow, I've never heard that term.
Really? That's a big thing.
I just learned the term dink.
What's a dink?
Dual income, no kids. It's like a sales tack of like, yo, these people, they're dinks. Go for it. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought that was a racial slur up until 30 seconds ago.
I thought it was just something that happens when you get hit in the head with a piece of metal. Dink. Yeah. That's what I thought. But nah. I know you've had a thing for the lesbians.
Well, so were you the same way? Were you lug? Are you a lesbian? We never talked about it. No?
No, I'm straight, shockingly.
Yeah.
I need to work on self-marketing,
Flip. I didn't want to say shit when I did the Etsy joke because I was like, I don't fuck up nobody's sexual orientation. But wow. Well, look at that.
Yeah. Well, you're shopping. You're doing the right thing. You're baking goods. You're letting people know you're a lady. You're like old school. You know what I mean? Yeah. If he can't fall in love with me by the taste of my food, then he doesn't deserve me. She's all covered up with a glove and everything. I can't show you anything.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure this has to work wonders for your dad, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, hey, little buddy, no one's fucking my daughter. You know what I mean?
I just was home in Idaho 2 weeks ago. We had father-daughter time. We dug a grave.
Yeah!
Wow!
Fuck yeah! That's the kind of daughter I want.
That's what I remember.
There was a time when I thought my oldest daughter was gay, and I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, my youngest one, she's such a girl's girl. I don't know what the fuck to do with this kid. You know what I mean? Like, toes always out.
My dad knew my sister was straight. He used to clean his gun in front of her. You know, he's the boyfriend killer, bitch. You understand?
Jesus Christ.
He got one of them silver and black sawed-off joints. Yeah, my dad is
nice.
So who the fuck did you dig a grave for? What was your dad?
My dad is heads up the local VFW post, so it's a veteran cemetery. And so, like, we're constantly mowing, digging graves, all sorts of crazy shit.
Okay, yeah. So you there was no room. Are you the only child?
I'm my dad's only child and my mom's third.
Okay. So there was really no room for you to be a girly girl.
No. And I feel sorry for my mom. She fielded a deep bench for a baby boomer and no grandkids. Like, we're all a bunch of fucking losers.
Oh, yeah, my mom ain't getting grandkids either, so I'm with you.
Did you make you don't want to have kids ever?
I do now, but biologically, like, the clocks are, the sand's already run out, likely, you know?
The buzzer doesn't beat.
That's not a powerlifter mentality.
Yeah.
No, powerlifter.
You're supposed to be, I can do anything!
No, fuck that. Nah, have your uterus doing this, too. Fuck them kids. Ah, uterus.
That is kind of the shape of a uterus, with, like, the fallopian tubes.
Have a uterus. Fuck them kids. Creatine.
I actually want to see Andrea give birth now, just to watch her shoot a baby across the room.
Oh,
what are you bitches all moaning about?
It'd be the most efficient birthing ever. It'd be in like the Google calendar. She'd be in work the next day. Yeah.
They're all coaching her. Breathe. I know how to breathe. Trust me.
There's a bullseye on the other side of the operating room. All right, I'm going to hit the bull.
No epidurals. I don't do PEDs. I'm natural.
That is great. Awesome.
All right. So how is Comedy Now coming along in your year and a half? Because you're not only, before you started doing comedy, you were around so much between Gas and Compound. I mean, your palate for comedy is full. You know what
top
I mean?
Top notch.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of the weird thing is I've always been into comedy. I always watched it. And then built the network, and then I thought, you know, why not? Like, try an open mic, see what happens. I'm like, this is pretty damn fun.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Yeah, and then took a class from Joe DeVito. Learned how to write a little bit
funny
more.
Though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's
he's always been funny. God damn, I remember Joe DeVito. That's the guy with the glasses and the... Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, and also a powerlifter.
Dang!
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
And Joe DeVito's, he's like Mario.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I can't argue with anything about the way Andrea is navigating. She's like, hey, look, I'll find the people that I have things in common with,
yeah,
and then
man.
I'll go from
you're
there.
You're playing this
you know
comedy
what I mean?
Shit
like,
really good.
I'll just be me. Because you don't understand how many girls would switch up whatever they had to switch up in order to get it. Like, you know, that's why, like, I don't know. It, like I said, I'm always attracted to the utility of a woman that's like, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I've talked about it on my last album. One of the things I hated the most about Girly Girls is being late
to
everything.
Yeah.
Right?
I can, that is a mental block that's for me. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
Hey, my chick is always late, but she be wearing that fly shit.
Yeah.
I get it. So I'll be like, man.
It's good to know because she has a birthday party tonight. I'll be sure to be there 3 hours later. And what was that? If Derek can be here 40 minutes late, I think
y'all niggas. I got weed for us. I know I fucked up. I'm in between managers right now. I'm doing a lot.
I'm not mad at you, but I'm just saying. If your girl is going, because I don't know your girl like that.
Yeah, she be late. Yeah.
I stay away. You know what I mean?
My girl be late for everything.
All right, cool. Good to know.
But it started 7, so if y'all there by 8, 8:30 be okay.
Cool.
She should be just getting started, is what you say.
I'll be at my wit's end with all her friends. So if my friends show up an hour and a half in, I can, thank God.
Yeah, they're like the guys serving cups of water along the marathon route.
Yeah,
like,
bringing your friends to your significant other shit. Now, so what is that like for you? I mean, you have dated though, right? You've dated dudes? Okay. Have you been in situations where like they're expecting you to hang out with the other chicks? And the room, and everyone's kind of like,
No, I hasn't really. I mean, certainly there's been social situations. Actually, the last serious boyfriend I had, I took to a comedian's of the compound. Terrible idea.
Really?
Yeah, down in Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It was
Is this when you were dating black dudes?
Oh, yeah, because that show...
I wasn't dating local.
Comedians of the compound. That doubles as a Klan rally if they did it on a Wednesday. If they did it on a Wednesday, they would pull the hoods out.
Yeah, I took my black boyfriend down to Atlantic City with me. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
There's the Grand Wizard. His name
was
Gino.
Was it too racial for him or just...
No. He was also a fan, so like on paper, it made sense, but then that was the last time I ever saw him, so
dang.
I don't know what happened there.
Too much.
Wait, what are you saying? You got ghosted?
No, not really ghosted. So it was long distance because, you know, I'm up here in New York. He was down in D.C.
Okay.
And he had a family member who was dying.
Okay.
And so it really shitty time. And I'm kind of early still in the relationship. And I'm going, okay, I'll come down to D.C., see one of these weekends. And it would get... I'd clear up my plans, get to the weekend. No, don't come down. Like, I'm just kind of... And, like, 3 or 4 weekends went by, and it's like, dude, I guess you're not into me. I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on.
This is
on.
Funny to hear Andrea act like a chick now.
Yeah, man. No, wait a minute. Yeah. I cleared my plans for you. Yeah, yeah. Dudes,
wait, it's still here.
Dudes never clear their plans.
Yeah.
Dudes are always like, I'll be here doing this thing. If you want to show up, cool.
Yeah.
And then we can like hook up afterwards or whatever. Like, and that's where chicks always get mad at dudes. Why don't you plan anything for this reason right here?
Yeah.
So that you're never disappointed when you're like, I cleared my schedule because you made plans. I'm like, yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, making plans is tough, bro. I just started making plans. I got a girlfriend now, but yeah, I never. Hey, meet me at the comedy club.
Yeah.
Meet me at the movies.
So
and shit.
your dad's love didn't rub off enough for you to also be like, eh, fuck that. If I see you, I see you. You know what I mean? Like, you don't feel that way.
Yeah, I just because I thought this is something a little more serious. Where it's like, look, if I'm gonna drive down there 4 hours, you know, 8 hours round trip, then you know. Like, if it's just for a day, whatever, that's fine. Like, when are you going to be around, dude? I'll come down. And, you know, nothing. So I just said, to hell with that, you know?
And that's that dude thinking, hey, I drove 4 hours. You're going to give me some sex. It's a 4-hour drive. We having sex, right? I don't care that you're hurt. I don't care that your family member died.
Yeah, yeah.
I paid $80 in gas and toll.
Yeah.
Atlantic City's always been good. I've always gotten vagina.
Atlantic City?
AC. Or I had a chick from some part of Jersey come see me in AC. It's always been a nice time.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a third world country, though, man. Atlantic City is a third world country.
If you leave them lights right now, because I haven't been there. It's a ghost town now, but...
Yeah.
Nigga, if you leave them lights, you leave that boardwalk, you on your own.
Yeah.
I got robbed in AC. I don't have
you got
all...
robbed in AC?
Yeah, me and my...
Damn.
That's right. You did tell this story.
Me and my homie.
That's right. You got robbed on the boardwalk, right?
Me and my homie shit. Dressed in white. We put all this white paint on and acted like robots to try to...
You deserved it.
I put the bag over the bush instead of right behind us to hide it. And some one of them homeless motherfuckers that lived in the bush... Took that bag with clothes and money.
No.
He had himself a nice night, man.
That cul-de-sac black.
Yo, man, we were dressed in all white. We had to go back on the bus in white makeup. We had to wash off in the beach. All was bad because we had no rag.
No.
See, that's like, you ever see the dudes in the train that put the little cup out with the money and you be walking past like, I should take this. He behind the keyboard. Like, by the time he realizes I actually was bold enough to take the shit, behind that keyboard.
I only want to do that to the bums that play the same note on the drum.
Oh, that guy. That's one specific guy you're talking about.
Yeah, I want to steal all his... I always want to take
West 4th Street.
Because all he plays is... That's all he does. And looks
all
around like,
day,
like he's supposed
day.
To get money.
I respect
like, nigga,
it.
You haven't changed that beat for 10 years. I've been watching
it.
You play the same.
I respect that commitment, dude.
But it's the same beat.
And that's what I respect, man. He's one punch man. One punch man. Do you want a fair guy who's done mad drum solos or a guy who's mastered? One pattern.
But
come
it's
on.
Not even he didn't needs master.
To,
he didn't even
he needs
master.
To hit up like an open mic for drum circles or some shit.
But
you know,
still,
develop a new beat.
He's out of pocket. I'm an old drummer. I'm an ex-drummer. I be listening to the rudiment like, Snicket don't even do it. It's not even a pocket beat. I couldn't rap over it.
You know what you should do?
Yeah.
As you're walking by, you should just drop a finger in on it and just pap. Like, just throw it. Just throw the little rep.
Because he
pap.
All he does. And his hands is all stiff on the sticks. He ain't got no... I'm like, this
you break the rhythm.
Sucks.
He just looks up to you. He goes, thank you for freeing me.
Yeah,
I've been sucking
been
for 10
stuck
years.
In this one beat. And I was like, that's the bucket I want to kick. I said all that
somebody
to say,
should just walk up and just take the sticks.
If he just show him up
and
real
then just
quick,
give
like,
him the sticks
that's
right back.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
Now do that.
Like, remember on Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
When he took their little board and he went all crazy with it on and then gave it back to him. Like,
that was
you
on
go,
Back
kid.
To the Future 1.
Was that Back to the Future 1?
He was like, let me see this real quick. Broke the box up and then he thwarted Biff. We got to watch that. We got to watch Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And then Biff turned into the fucking menorah. Yeah. And then he gave it back to the kid. Wow.
Yeah.
That's when his mom wanted to fuck him.
Oh.
Good way to end that.
Yeah.
Why'd nice you pause?
Like, because
you pause like you just
that's
did
the shit everybody misses on Back to the Future.
Yeah.
After he did that little skateboard shit, his mom had the whole hots for him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's gross.
This bitch named her son Marty.
And met a nigga named Marty.
After, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's all over your underwear. Calvin Klein, like, bitch, would you slow down?
Matter of fact, Andrew, take off your glasses. I look like Marty a little bit. No. So, Idaho.
Idaho.
Yeah.
What city in Idaho are you from, or are you from a city?
Potato
City?
Yeah. It's Twin Falls, Idaho, and that's just where my parents retired to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of Twin Falls. Isn't it like a mystery show, Twin Falls or something like that?
Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But
so
yeah.
You didn't grow up there?
No. That's where my parents retired to. I grew up in California. That's pretty much a lost area, so
oh, wow.
I haven't been back in years. But
what, California?
In Idaho or California? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Did you kill somebody over there?
No, I got a brother who still lives out there, but every time I go back, it's just dirtier and nastier and more dangerous, and I'm like, there's nothing here that I miss. I miss my brother, but he'll meet me in Idaho, so we'll just do that.
What part of California are you from?
Slab City?
Yeah, for a tomboy to be like, yo, it's filthy over here. Like,
yeah, yeah.
There's a city in California that has no laws. I think it's called Slab City. I was looking it up.
There's
a city
sounds
with
awesome.
No laws, and it's only 100 people that live there.
Which one are you from? Which city are you from?
It's Walnut Creek. It's in the East Bay.
Walnut Creek?
Yeah.
Okay.
California huge, man. So
yeah.
It's like, that could be anywhere.
You were born in California, right?
I was born on an Air Force base in Cali. That's a difference.
Which Air Force base?
Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was born in Travis Air Force Base. Travis Air Force Base Hospital.
Were you military? Is that what you did also? Or?
No, I just know where Travis is because that's Fairfield, so it's only maybe an hour drive.
That's Salina Valley, right?
Yeah,
something like that. That's where I was born at, Salina Valley, Travis Air Force Base.
Okay.
I think they put all kinds of shit in me. That's why.
Well, yeah, if you're an hour away from the dirtiest place Andrea can think of, obviously,
I was born
by proximity, you know what I mean?
I was born with weird genetics, yeah, that's why I'm so hype and antsy, because I'm an Air Force Bay. I think they put some shit in
I think they got nukes at Travis.
Hey, man,
yeah.
Nigga, I got radiation, I got gamma poison. I'm the Hulk, Dylan.
I think
superpowers inbound anytime.
All right, yeah. Maybe this was the weed, but I was in Mexico. We were watching the Discovery Channel about like all of the pyramids and shit in Egypt, and they're like, "How did this happen?"
They keep saying aliens.
I don't think it was aliens. I think that like you know the same way we have nukes now.
Yeah,
like I think people rose up and created like nukes, or at least got to like X-Men level shooting lasers out of their eyes and shit, and like with that kind of ego, they just crumbled their own fucking world.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're going to do the same thing.
Well, you know they did that in Terminator, right? They pressed the button, all the missiles went up, came right back down, destroyed where it didn't go
is
anywhere.
Is that what happened in the Terminator?
In the most recent Terminator, one before the Christian
Bale
one.
Terminator 3.
They pressed the button, nukes went up, came right back down, destroyed everything.
Huh.
Because a human did it.
Yeah.
And the Terminator was trying to stop it, but didn't happen.
I think that'll happen. I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think...
Ironically, the Terminator was trying not to terminate. And they wanted to terminate anyway.
Which one, though? Which
it was the one
two
before
sides
Christian
of Terminators.
Bale. It was one. It was
ones?
The one before Christian. The Christian.
No. There are good Terminators and bad Terminators. We learned that from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yep.
So which Terminator sent the rocket up? Was it the good?
The bad
ones or
Terminator.
The bad, ones?
The bad Terminator tried to, and the good Terminator was trying to stop him the whole time, and they pressed the button. Oh shit! We did. It was pretty wild.
You think 2022? You think we have a black Terminator by now?
Oh no, you ain't getting that.
Why
we ain't
not?
Getting that.
Why
they're
not
gonna give us. They're not gonna give us the nah.
We don't. We got
they
Blade.
Made, they remade Arnold. That's how much they wanted that shit to be the same.
Yeah.
They computer generated a younger Arnold.
Yeah.
To be whatever.
Well, Cybergiant, you know, probably went live before diversity pushes. You know,
absolutely.
Corporate diversity pushes. So they're all white.
T-1000s. Oh yeah, this is before those meetings.
Okay.
This is before all those conventions.
Now, for you, like obviously, were you a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger and shit like that? Those
oh
movies?
Yeah.
Do you have like pictures of Arnold on your wall?
No, never did.
Stop trying to make her a lesbian.
I'm not making her a lesbian. She's a power lifter. Power lifters do that shit.
Yeah.
It's like if I do have a picture, it's not even sexual. I'm like, God, look at the definition.
Shit. OJ Simpson.
Well, he did play the Terminator. He was a different kind of Terminator. He did terminate two white people. He really did. Let's not say almost. OJ killed them. He terminated two people.
Yes,
Terminator two white people.
He terminated two white people, so let's not
Terminator two
white people. that's what he did.
That's the name of the movie.
Let's not OJ did that shit. Let's not almost anything.
Hey,
that's OJ.
Hey.
That motherfucker did.
But no, powerlifters, they do have people on their wall that they like worship and their body type. Is there somebody like that for you?
right now, it's actually someone who played Arnold Schwarzenegger, Callum von Moger, but he is like really fucked up on meth and drugs right now.
Wow.
Yeah, his life is like exploding. Huh? Not anymore.
Brian Shaw is a motherfucker. Brian Shaw, that's a huge, he's that boy can lift like 1,000 pounds or whatever, right?
Yeah, he's an animal.
Yeah.
Brian Shaw, Conway the Machine made a killer reference about Brian Shaw in a rap song. That I always that I had to look up Brian Shaw.
Yeah,
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You had to Google that shit.
There's also another guy, shout out to Danny Griggs. He's a Marine and deadlift over 1,000 pounds.
Danny Griggs.
It's insane.
Yeah, man.
I can't even, like, my combined bench, deadlift, and squat wouldn't ever, will never be over 1,000 pounds.
Don't say never.
You know what's funny? I think now, this is weird because I get this way. I think I want to work out with Andrea now just to see where I measure
up. I figured that's where this was going.
All of her.
Yeah.
You parked up when she said power lifter. Not me.
Well, no, be in the park. But I told you why. It's purely off of the utility.
Yeah.
It's purely off of the utility, man. Utility. Which is like, holy shit, man. Like, yeah, man. It's like also feeling like you could get into a bar fight and just know your chick is going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to look out for someone.
She gonna slide the motherfucker down the bar.
Bro, when we did, when we went to Skankfest in Houston, they had a boxing thing that was going on.
Oh, nice.
And they were letting, anyone could sign up to box to win, like, a PlayStation or money. It was some competition. Shit. This was all based around the Dylan and Harrington fight and, you know, watching Lewis fight some other people. But what was crazy was the guy, I think the guy who won and the chick who won, they were a couple that came together, didn't know there was going to be fighting, and was like, you want to get in? You know what I mean?
We just happened to be training our entire lives for this.
Just happened to be training.
Dude, like, do you understand what that's like to go to a comedy festival with your girlfriend and be like, yo, you feel like fighting? You know what I mean?
I didn't realize how insane. There was a lot of that. Like, there was multiple people. I mean, Kim Congdon got in the ring. She went and fought somebody. There was multiple people who were like,
damn.
Oh, wait, I want
to get
in there now.
But it's one thing to be like, okay, I'm here by myself and this is just what I do. To be there with your significant other and look at each other and go like, you feel like fighting? Like, yeah. Like, normally somebody's like, no, don't fight. Are you crazy? Like, both of them were with the shit. And I think one of whoever won the PlayStation, when they got the PlayStation
it was
the next day, when they got the PlayStation the next day, they were like, oh, you guys were serious? I didn't even know it was legit. It was like, you fucking fought for nothing. You both fought thinking that this was bullshit. You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow. That's a, like, I can't, like, my girl's sitting out there right now. Can she hear me? Yeah, you can hear me. If I start a bar fight tomorrow, you down?
T just got her hair done, though. Well, she don't care.
Yeah. She says, she always says she's down. We're going to test it.
Hey, no, my girl would just sue everybody. That's what my girl would do. She would get litigated. Man.
There's more than one way to fit a fight.
Get everyone's name who threw a punch.
Yep.
And she'd sue everybody. My girl,
Derek, you would definitely be behind her on her shoulder, like, yeah, honey, yeah, you're doing the great.
Yeah.
Litigation. My girl, all about them contracts.
Yeah.
Yep.
She get up on your ass. But no, that's, I forgot my thought. Fighting. You just said, it was something funny, but I lost it when you said the shit you just said.
Let's take a quick second to thank our newest sponsor here at Gas Digital, Neven Eyewear. Neven is our favorite new partner because they never need a promo code. They know their sunglasses and deal rules, and they know all our listeners will be coming their way. You shouldn't have to break the bank and spend a couple $100 for quality sunglasses. Go check out NevenEyewear.com and see their full line of men's and women's sunglasses. As always, buy one and get any two pairs free. Just add three pairs to your cart. No code needed. 100% risk-free offer. Free shipping and returns. Everlasting guarantee, whether they're lost, stolen, or broken. Neven replaces every pair. And you also get a free gift with every order. So one more time, go to NevenEyewear.com and know that every pair is shipped with love from the Space Coast in Florida, USA. If it's good enough for NASA, it's good enough for your sunglasses. All right, let's get back to it.
That makes it funny, though. As long as you say it was funny.
It was funny in my head. I was like, that would have got him. But no. Nah, we got any plugs?
Yeah, let's get into some plugs.
We got any plugs?
Let's get into some plug music.
Andrea, I know you've been doing comedy a year and a half. Do you have any plugs?
I do. You can catch me at Route 66 Comedy Club this Wednesday at 8 o'clock and on Saturday at also at 8 o'clock at The Loft in Belmore out in Long Island. I also just launched a podcast, The Decompression Chamber. I talk to fellow veterans, get their stories about service, maybe cover a current event or two. And you can follow me on Twitter at Andrea from SLC and Instagram at Petroleum.
Instagram at Petroleum.
You know what?
The fuck?
It's Petroleum. Patrol.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
actually, the best place to find all my socials is comicscard.com/Andrea-Bryant.
This is why no one knows you're a comic, Andrea.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Check out my pie business. And the petroleum oil that my dad and I have. And we also have a nukes. We dug up nukes. Put comics in all your shit.
IdahoPotatoAndNuclear.CompuServe.org. Yeah, she's at CompuServe, y'all. That's what she do. She do a main show.
Oh, shit. Derek, what you got going on, man?
Oh, man. At the Great Boy on Instagram. I'm, ladies and gentlemen, after all the things that have happened to me in the last 2 weeks, I am now announcing that I'm the Ryu of comedy. I'm on the road with my thumb out, with my stick, with my bag, and I'm throwing fireballs in any city.
Oh, dude, okay.
And I got my niggas with me when it happened.
Yeah.
So just stay tuned, because I'm in a transitional phase right now.
Hey, man, listen, man. You're not in a transitional phase. Things are growing over here.
They are growing, and no need for apology.
For all of our listeners, first and foremost, man, you know Black Ass is a show. It's a movie. Every Sunday night, 308 Bedford Avenue. If you can't make it to Brooklyn, well, guess what? You can go live. GasDigitalNetwork.com/eventsppv. So you can watch for just $5 now and get in now, because that price is going to go up. Once this shit is really cooking, once we get all the cameras and everything going, all that price is going up. So get in now. Start registering. That way we can see the people who were there at $5, and we might grandfather you in, because once the shit is lit, all right, so outside of that, we're going to start doing some other things that are going to be pretty cool. May 29th, even though I don't have confirmation, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to manifest it.
Manifest.
Black Ass Barbecue.
No need for a barbecue.
The Black Ass Barbecue. Also, at the Brooklyn Comedy Club, we're going to do that just to kick off Memorial Day weekend.
$2 right sandwich. Fucking way.
All right, just come hang out with us, party vibe,
Burgers and hang dogs out
for the show afterwards. New show alert, Dave Temple. I am starting a show with our good friend Monroe Martin. It's called The Reset.
Reset.
The first show is this Sunday, May 15th.
Taking that city back.
Yeah, Derek is actually going to be closing that show out. It's a sunset rooftop show at Studio 111 in Brooklyn. So you can see all of that stuff on my website and on the Instagram.
Taking city back.
Get in the building. Now, if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you. I appreciate it. I'd like to tell you, go rate and review. I asked you last week, and you didn't do it. You didn't do it. So I'm asking you again. You're still sitting here listening? Pause right now. Go rate and review so that we can move up in the motherfucking algorithm. And if you did that, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you, go on over to YouTube. Go on over to YouTube. And just subscribe and make the notifications so that every time we drop a video, you know where we are, man. I appreciate you. Comment, like,
subscribe,
favorite. Hey, and do me a favor, man. Leave. I'm gonna let the older people, the older fans, y'all gotta get the newer ones. Y'all gotta get the newer ones in line. There's new people who getting eyes on the podcast, and y'all leaving comments. When are you? This is racist. Hey, shut the fuck up.
They hit us with
shut
that's a racist.
Shut the fuck up. We've been doing this, all right?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
You know
up.
How they say the older kids raise the younger kids? I need for you older fans to tell them, shut the fuck up. If you see somebody write something that's even remotely, I sound like a tyrant. If you see somebody writing something that even remotely disagrees with what we say, I just want you to comment STFU. All right. Just
acronyms.
Helps everything up. Now, if you want to go somewhere where you can comment as much as you want and no one's going to tell you shut the fuck up, well, guess what? You go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and subscribe. You'll get the show 3 days earlier, as well as all of our previous episodes from season one, season two, and a vast access of every other fucking podcast on this network at just $9.50 per month. If you use promo code NNFA when signing up, you'll get a 7-day trial. So you can do just a 7-day trial and just binge watch all of season one, season two of No Need for Apologies and all of this shit and just cancel. I don't give a fuck. I doubt you'll do it, but go ahead and give that a try. Anything else? Ambitious Pools.
Ambitious Pools.
Ambitious Pools is about to start on YouTube. Just a little post show. Derek and I, we usually smoke with the guests and come up with some different ideas. So
come up with those.
Another reason why you should be subscribed to the YouTube. Be subscribed. And that's
the whole
about
thing
it
is right splendiferous, man.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah
just the thing, it's oh, the product.
Damn.
The whole NNFA
and
thing.
And that's cool that the music is fading out. The last thing to promote is merch.
Merch. Oh, we still got to get this hoodie to our people at the Black Ass. We still ain't got that girl a hoodie.
Dylan will work on that before the show is over. He'll get
they keep coming to the show.
But for the people that don't have merch yet and you want to show up to our live events, our barbecues and all that kind of stuff, all NNFA'd out, you go to podcastmerch.com/NNFA. What's up, Natalie?
I'm wearing mine right now.
Yeah, you are. Go ahead. Show yourself wearing that hoodie there. Oh, what you got? T-shirt there.
Yes.
No need for apologies. Yeah. You tell your girlfriend what that shirt means?
Yeah, I gotta tell her to listen to this one. She's like deterred from Gas Digital because the first one I showed her was rap.
Oh, no. You gotta show,
I gotta show her this one.
Were they being mean to
one
you on there?
Yeah.
You gotta show the black.
Yeah.
One.
You guys are nice to me. I should show her this.
Of course.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got.
You know what
black
it is though? Natalie reminds me of my daughter also. You know what I mean? Natalie reminds me of my oldest daughter. You know, she's just like, all right, cool. You know, she's cool. Let's take care of her. You know, she only needs to be but so cool. You know what I mean? We'll fill in the blanks.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, it's like you're like having an autistic son that you put in Jordans.
Okay.
Yeah, no one notices. Put a little fitted on him. No one notices. You know what I mean?
Put the brim low. Put it real low.
Yeah. So he's cool. What are you talking about? Yeah, he's
they
cool
won't see it in his eyes if you put the brim low.
Smart.
Cover up the autism in his eyes if you put the brim low.
Yep.
And there you go. Those are the comments. If someone has a problem with that, shut the fuck up.
Hey, man. You clicked on us. It's called No Need for Apologies.
For a reason.
For a reason.
Yeah. You got to at least follow us to complain.
Yes. Yeah,
that's the number
go
one thing. You got to at least, you know what I mean? And that's what I kind of want to talk about now is
right,
we live in a world where if you have any bit of notoriety, any bit, people feel like, well, now here's a reason to just throw negativity at you. Like a lot of people think that that's what the comment section is for.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
People think the comment section is just for hurling negativity at someone that they quote unquote adore.
Ain't no Hallmark card in that comment section.
And this is what I love. This is
ain't
what I
no
love
Hallmark moments in that comment section.
There are people in the world who deal with these type of people the best. And Drake has actually, he's probably a master.
Drake is cul-de-sac black
at this. And
he's
this happened
best
a little while ago, but there's a follow-up is why I'm covering this now.
Okay.
Drake dealt with someone in his comments.
Okay.
He posted something on Instagram, and someone got in his
wasn't
comments
even his post.
Wasn't even his post.
No, it's a guy, a lethal shooter.
Oh my God, this makes this even better. Please, nice, pull up the tweet. Please, show us the tweet.
Let's see the tweet.
So lethal shooter posted this. It's about LaVar Ball and just like basketball dads.
Mm-hmm. So what does that say? This is crazy because he's literally... Go back to the top.
Oh, yeah. This is the original post.
Yeah, this is crazy because he's literally done nothing but be a supportive father on the sidelines, giving props to his son and all his opponents. Because they're making fun of the dad, right? What is
yes
he making fun of?
Yeah, T. Morant is approaching LaVar Ball levels of annoyance. But basically, the post is saying like there's two dads who love their sons.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, and now...
Oh, that's T. Morant. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
All right,
that's
so
like that's Jaws Pop.
Yes.
And
okay
now Drake commented, imagine your son makes the league and he's
Melo,
Alonzo, and all you can do is be elated and competitive and oversupportive. And as it's a rite of passage to that, the OGs talk shit. I know I'm going to be this way even if my son is in the Rubik's Cube competition.
Okay, that's funny.
So basically, he knows his son's a nerd, and he's just like, hey, man, but whatever, I'm going to be allowed.
Like, regardless of whatever he's doing, I know
right
I'm going to be right there screaming
right
in the stands going
especially
way over the top.
Especially because his dad didn't do it.
Exactly.
Drake is the biggest artist in the world, and his dad don't be at none of his shows, right? So, like, Drake is just out here like, hey, look.
Nah, Pop is still in where he's at playing the guitar.
Over some minor child support and some things that was never paid. Yeah, we've heard all the lyrics, all right?
Boo-hoo.
So now here comes this guy, Seti Wibo, whatever his name is, right? Your son probably played with Ghost Riders.
Aww.
Your son's probably, do you know what that means, Andrea?
Ghost writers are people who write a book for someone else. That's my definition. What is the actual definition?
Just write raps.
Okay. Got
books
it.
To let us know she's better than us. Good for you, Andrea.
Right, I was a flex.
But yes.
Whole books.
I don't read them.
There was a controversy almost 8-9 years ago.
Wait a minute. Wait, look what Champagne Poppy said.
Yeah.
I just followed your girl because she's probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life. Come
Which
on.
Wow. It's a very, very accurate. A very, very accurate and way to deal with that. To be like, hey, I'm just going to go ahead and follow your girl. I see you have a girlfriend. And if you're on here doing this,
yeah,
let me go ahead and just help your girl. Now, the guy himself showed, yo, dude actually did follow my girl. And DM'd her. I'm here for you,
Ma.
I'm here for you, Ma. Like, and dude really was like, oh, nah, fool, really DM'd my wife. I'm dying. Dude. Like, yeah, you should be, bro. You should be embarrassed. And this is the best way to get somebody to stop. Hey, do you know what your husband's over here doing?
Yeah.
Like, they're probably two cushions away from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, hey, I don't know if you know, your husband's over here bothering me. On Twitter.
Me, yeah. Of all people.
Right.
Like,
so,
me.
Like, yeah. I'm not even talking to him. Mm-hmm. But that's what the comment section is for.
But that's what you do.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
remember when Drake said this? You getting bodied by a singer, nigga?
Yeah.
That's the hardest line in that whole, in Back to Back. That's the hardest line. Like, come on, Meek. You getting bodied by a singer, nigga. Like,
so,
he called himself out.
Yeah.
And you still lost. Oh, Drake. The boy Drake? No. That's a suburban way to go. That's why I understand it. That's a cul-de-sac black move.
I didn't even threaten you. I didn't threaten you. I just let your wife know what you were doing.
Yeah,
so
didn't even threaten you.
Now, let's see here. Dylan, there's a video that I sent you. First of all, I just want to do the DJ drama video first. Because I want you guys to know what Drake is known for.
Okay.
So I don't know if you guys remember, there was a beef with Drake and a DJ, a mixtape DJ that cultivates new songs, DJ Drama.
Okay.
And DJ Drama was recently on Drink Champs talking about squashing this beef. Play that.
Jesus.
Start it over again. Start it over again. Hold on. Start from the beginning because you're missing the key line. Go ahead.
Drake smashed your girl.
Jesus. Ooh. And he blinked slow. It happened.
Ow. What's the other way I'm supposed to say it?
Drake has sexual relations.
Wow. With a girl that was affiliated with you.
Oh my God, he's hurting.
All of a sudden, Meek, Philadelphia.
So, and he's addressing, there was an issue of Drake, you know, getting called out for the ghostwriting shit before.
Yeah, yeah.
Meek Mill exposed all, everything came back. Apparently, you know, Drake Drama was the person who released the fact that, hey, this guy Quentin Miller's been watching. So Drake's response to that was, I'm going to fuck your girl.
That is diabolical.
That's cul-de-sac black. It's not diabolical.
My man Chris Cotton.
It is a man.
Chris Cotton used to explain it the best. It's suburban anger.
Yeah.
City anger makes sense. City anger is, yo,
smack
you offended
shit out
me.
Your pussy.
Bow. Wow.
Smack
there's
shit out
only a couple of steps to it. Yeah.
Right. Suburban anger is I'm going to hold it all in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to calculate a way to get back at you so that you never do this again.
I believe it was the nigga Drake
They
who
suburban
said,
and Jewish. It's a lot of calculating.
I got a Jewish mom.
Yeah.
I'm
on
your ass. Like, first of all, that was beautiful. But he said it himself. That's why I'm a Drake fan.
Right.
I learned the game from William Wesley. You will never check me. That's
right.
What
so I want you to pay attention now. The guy who he DM'd his wife ended up, and this is just shows you what kind of slow news week it is. TMZ had the guy on. Him and his wife.
Him and his wife.
To talk about the interaction. Could you play this?
Wow,
it went from like Chris Rock getting slapped, and that was just every week going down.
Yeah, yeah. New Ukraine, COVID, there's nothing else to talk
about. We're onto this.
So play
Hit this. I'm excited. This is great. Oh, no.
Play with Ghost Riders. What was behind that?
Well,
his big-headed wife.
Everyone knows.
Listen to this guy.
Or kind of think that Meek has ghostwriters. I'm a fan of Meek Mill, so when Meek
Me
said
too,
it,
nigga.
I truly believed it. But for one, I honestly didn't think that comment would go anywhere. once it did.
Pause it. This is everyone's problem.
I didn't think the comment was going to go anywhere.
But just because you didn't think, that don't mean you just do it. That don't mean you just go into somebody's comments just
social
saying.
Media I got these niggas was gonna... fake brave.
All right, so go ahead. He didn't think the comment was going to go anywhere. Play it.
It's just like, oh, crap. Like, what did I do? So
crap.
Here we are now, though. Do you think it was a little too far bringing Drake's kid or nah? I mean, it's just trash talk. No, I think it was too far for him to bring in my wife.
Where is your integrity, sir? Do you think it was too much bringing his kid in? What? No, but he didn't have to bring my wife.
Nigga, that's his seed.
What are you talking about? You're a grown man with facial hair.
You pay taxes. See what the shirt says?
What does it say?
You boys ain't getting no money.
Oh, no. You gonna talk to Drake?
What?
You can't do this, man. This thing is a bitch.
Christ.
His wife should leave him tomorrow. His wife should really go fuck Drake now.
Can we play Do He Need a Haircut with him?
Look at that scrub on his face. He stinks.
Get the consensus
out of here, man. He stinks.
Finish playing this. I want you to hear more of what he has to say, especially what his wife has to say.
It could have just been trash talk between two people, but like...
But you brought his kid into it!
But it's all love, man.
He said, I mean, I just followed your girl because she's probably miserable and needs some excitement in her life. Is that true?
No. I have so much fun in my life.
Especially now that Drake followed me and the DMs are open.
Yeah.
Like, of course she got so much fun.
Thank you for getting Drake to follow me. Oh my God.
All of this is because of Drake.
Yeah.
Y'all not counting your blessings.
TMZ.
Yeah, they're famous by
proxy.
When
they have sex at night, she's definitely closing her eyes for extended periods of time.
Hey, Drake.
Baby, why are you closing your eyes so much? Why are your eyes closed for so long?
Look at his face. I hate him.
Yeah, he does kind of have that I smell fresh baked goods face too.
Yeah.
That's code for gay.
And his teeth look dim.
It's like a combination of smile and sadness in his eyes.
He's done. He's a simp.
Go ahead, play a little bit more. Play more.
No.
That's right.
Any last message for Drake?
I'm actually one of Drake's biggest fans. That's the crazy thing.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Once you get called out for being a piece of shit in the comments, I'm actually your biggest fan, man.
Oh, of course. It's always that way. As soon as they get called out.
Didn't he also go, also, personally, I'm like a Meek Mill fan.
He said Meek first. Yeah. I'm just saying backpedaling.
It's just weird because while he's talking shit, he picked a side.
Look at his girl face. Look at her.
Oh, yeah, look at her face.
Like, Jesus Christ.
I have to say, TMZ's timing on securing this is amazing because it's the last day of their relationship.
It's the last day of relationship. She need to leave this dude. It's done.
Yeah, it is over.
It's done.
Shit, look at that. Look at her. Look at him.
Look at that face.
That's done.
As a matter of fact, if you cover his mouth with your hand, it looks like he's been crying for a couple of days.
Duck under his eyes. Dylan, get him out of here.
Dylan, if you play the W or L video, you'll actually see the next day for this young lady here. If you could pull up the next video, yeah. You'll see, like, because I think today's Monday we're recording this, so I think this came out last week. But you'll see. We have an update on, you know.
Give us 1 second.
Yeah. Just let the commercials play and all that.
All right, we got it.
We got it. Yeah, let's get updated on what this girl is doing.
Oh no!
I was joking, but this is how much people love Drake, man.
Damn.
This girl decided to prove her love to CEO.
And his eyes is crooked.
So
that's a terrible tattoo.
Oh yeah,
man, he looked like an oil painting.
Yeah, he looked like a pug.
That nigga got the inverted eye. He got a cleft eye. His eye kind of clefty.
And maybe that's a homage to Biggie. You know?
Yeah, his eyes are off. The tattoo artist couldn't do eyes good. She messed up.
Jesus Christ, man. Hey, no need for apologies, but that guy definitely. Hey, no need to apologize now. You know what I mean?
Man.
All is right with the world. You know what I mean? The world will
Drake.
Set you right. You know what I mean?
You should have talked to my wife, nigga. You should have talked about my son.
It's so fucking ridiculous. So, Andrea, we ask everybody, shit, I fucked it up, see? That's my normal way of saying it.
Andrea. Oh, okay.
Andrea, we ask everybody this on the show. I'm going to ask you also. Has there been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she knows it right away. What happened? Talk to us.
No, I've been racking my brain this entire podcast. Like, I apologize for everything.
Yeah, I don't need to.
But, no, there is...
Yeah, sorry.
That mean this must be good. Because no, if you apologize all the time and you're like, no, not doing it. Yeah.
No, it was mainly because I just figured this person hated my guts after this, and there's no salvaging.
Okay.
It's just done. And it's actually not that interesting because it comes from corporate America, and as soon as you say that, but, no, I totally fucked up her PTO leaving, and like it cost her hundreds of dollars.
Okay.
And she was like livid, and as she should be. And it turned out like upper management was like, okay, we're going to take care of this. I don't know if they ever paid her. I don't know how it was resolved. But it was just, I was out of the loop, and it's like, I've got this woman's cell phone number. All I have to do is text her and like, hey, I'm really sorry I screwed that up. But I'm like, she probably would tell me to go fuck myself. You know,
you just don't want to face that scene.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, this is a woman that I knew for 3 years, got along with great. And I'm like, I can't put forth that effort.
That's intriguing. It's also a little bit sad to hear. Here's why.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not saying you owe her the apology, because we obviously
we're past that point.
But
yeah,
yep. She definitely would have accepted it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like hearing you say that, I'm actually thinking about someone who slighted me 2 times last week. My doctor.
Oh,
my doctor.
Oh, what a prick.
Like, yeah. Okay, so I'm getting my toenail back. All right. I lost the toenail.
Dude,
it's pretty rough. No, this was due to bad showers. But like,
how are you fucking up showers that bad?
Jail showers. I got a foot infection in jail and I lost my toe.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. So more of a MRSA thing rather than
a toenail, not
shitty plumbing.
Toe.
A toenail, right.
Got it.
So,
are you scratching the bottom of showers with your toenails?
No, it's just the shower is dirty and I didn't have shower shoes.
It's prison showers.
I was barefoot.
Yeah, no shower shoes.
I was barefoot in the intake shower because they give you the choice. Ah, fuck. I hate that I know this.
Bring it up.
They give you a choice when you first go in the intake. You can take a shower. Shower before you go to the cell, or you could just go to the cell however and just take a shower in the pod whenever you get regular shower time, right? I had already been through court, been on the bus for hours, you know what I mean? I had went to court unshowered because I didn't expect to go to jail, you know what I mean?
So I'm thinking
I'm gonna go boom boom boom, we get it and I'll get another court date, but nah, boom, I'm in. So it took me at least 37 hours between court to intake. So now when they give you this option, hey, do you want to take this shower now? Or you could go to your cell and sleep it off, and then whenever you have time and get to a shower.
You got it on the first date?
I chose to take a shower, and most people choose not to take a shower at the first one because nobody cleans the front intake shower.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, do you still want to go into the pod stinking, and then you don't know what the shower situation going to be in here, whether I'm going to have to rumble niggas. So it's just like,
we're losing
this. Let me get this shower out the way, right?
That sounds
so I say
awful.
I just told a story like a chick, you know what I mean?
Oh, that sounds so awful.
So, all right. I'm taking Lamisil now. I got
for the little yellow demons under your toenails.
So. Right, yeah, right. Yeah. To get, because my toenail is all, it was all black. It was just a black, crusty, flaky.
That nigga
if
had
you touched it,
toe.
It would just fall off, right? So
he got drama.
So I was taking Lamisil. It's a 3-month process.
Yeah.
But it's hard on your liver.
Yes.
And they want to check you every time. But I don't drink.
Right.
So my doctor's like, oh, you don't drink, you're healthy enough to take it, go ahead, here go the 90-day prescription, rock out.
Nice.
What I didn't know, like, I did two of them, and then when I called the refill for the third one, they were like, sorry, it's not there, you need to call your doctor. Or we could call the doctor.
Yeah.
They called the doctor, they go, it didn't go through, you need to call the doctor, you're on yourself. Now, I called a doctor, I've never had this happen before, I've never heard of this. My doctor quit.
What?
Like, he quit.
What?
Like,
he quit
like
the practice?
Yeah. Like on some, like, the same way Dr. Phil is just no longer a doctor anymore. He's just, like, a talk show host. My doctor's probably off somewhere pursuing comedy
or whatever. Yeah.
Like, he's done. He's done, right? So I'm like, well, what do we do?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And the people, they don't really know.
Yeah.
So they'll take my number, my date of birth, and my name, and they'll be like, we'll call you back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's
where we're
at. That's code for, you'll never hear from us.
That's
again.
Where we're at. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Two days. Code. I know that.
So there's nothing I could do but just keep calling back.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Last time I called and the lady, I just tried to like shut her down and be like, "Hey, listen," because she's talking about anything other than answering my questions.
Exactly.
And then
yeah, it's like a politician.
And then she goes, "Did you call about this already?" I said, "Yeah, I called yesterday. Who'd you speak to?" Some guy. He didn't answer his name. He didn't give his name, but he did all this. And she goes, "Oh, that's why you mad." Like, and I'm like, bitch, like, you know, this is the thing where it's like, oh, and if she would have given me an apology now and be like, "Hey, you know, when you called yesterday, I was on my period," or whatever.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
I would accept it. I would actually accept it. Because I'm like, this shit is crazy. Matter of fact,
this shit is crazy.
Sitting here thinking about it, I think I'm going to call these motherfuckers right now. That's I'm just curious to see.
Put them on the show.
Oh, shit, I just had a call from Buffalo, New York. Who the fuck is in Buffalo?
Uh-oh, Wes! Wes called about the tickets. We in there.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Sean, I heard y'all niggas in.
He even answers in doot-doot-doots.
Hold on, let me see if I can call these motherfuckers back and see if I get them. Let me see what they say. Let me see.
100% it's gonna be spam.
What? No, I'm not calling. I'm calling the office, the doctor's office.
Oh.
Let me see why they didn't call me back yet.
Good afternoon, Dr. Nine's office. How can I help you?
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Dave Temple. I'm trying to follow up on a prescription from Dr. Boris.
Okay. Can I have your date of birth?
2/10/83.
Okay, so unfortunately, Dr. Boris is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have to schedule an appointment with another doctor in order to receive medication.
Yeah, so I was trying to schedule an appointment last week for this Friday to see if we could do a telecall. Both people that I spoke with took my name, my number, and my birthday, and they were supposed to call me back to see if we could do a teleconference. Is there any way to follow up if that's been done?
I don't know who you spoke to, and there's many workers. Unfortunately, at the moment, the doctor is super swamped. So I don't know if he'll be able to even do a teleconference visit, given that you've already been to our office a few times.
Wait, why would that happen? Why do they still take teleappointments or no?
Currently, no, because we're just really short staffed and we're super busy at the moment. So,
wouldn't a tele one be easier though? Like, because there's less people coming in?
It would, but the thing is that since the doctor is basically, you know, the only one here to stop to do a telehealth through the computer. So it's just a process. It's not something where he could just jump on it and do it.
Okay. Do you have any idea why Dr. Boris left? Is it because of this kind of stuff right here?
No.
Do you know why he left?
I'm not sure why he left. Hold on a minute, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah! These niggas don't want work no more. Man, fuck Dr. Boris.
Because of shit.
We're swamped. Oh, poor you. Get the fuck out of here.
This is the world that we live in right now, man. A fucking doctor just quit, man. Like, you know what's funny? Like, I get it. Shit gets hard, man. I've been doing comedy for a long time.
They put the fucking elevator music on it.
Shit got hard as a comedian. I didn't just fucking quit. You know what I mean? Doctors make a lot of fucking money, and y'all just walk away from this man. Like, y'all go give up all of that 8 years of
that
schooling
doctor
and all
went
of
Nixon.
That shit.
He got on the chopper and was like, "Peace, nigga. All of y'all. Y'all figure this shit out.
Dr.
I'm
Boris,
done.
Man, yo.
Fuck you and
no
your
need
health.
For apologies. Do whatever the fuck you doing out there, but God damn it, son.
That shit's cold-blooded, bro.
I hope that the 2 months of treatment that I got on this toenail was enough to make it grow back properly.
Well,
know?
Dupixent is they threatening me.
You
know,
you mean?
My eczema medicine. I only got 4 refills on my copay card left. So I got to start making some real money come September, man, because I can't go without
refill it.
Because them injections are so expensive, and the policy's always changing my health insurance. So I got to keep up in my health insurance and either combat the Dupixent people over at Specialty Optimum Pharmacies and shit, man. Yeah, so only got I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do in September,
dude,
man.
You just threw out so many vocabulary words. Holy
yeah, Dupixent is the name of my eczema and medicine.
Would you call it special? What?
Special Optimum Pharmacy. That's what it's called. That's where
do
I got to call.
You practice that? No. You practice saying
specialty
that?
Specialty Optimum Pharmacy.
You don't even fuck that up.
Nah, I know words. right?
So those words is a little bit hard to say, huh? All four-syllable words.
In that order.
Optimum Pharmacy. Or apothecary is what a pharmacy used to be called. And I'm like, they should bring that back.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I'm scared, too.
Old Man Gaines just really came out. And not like the fun Old Man Gaines where he's smoking weed.
Yeah.
Just the old man.
Fuck you, Dylan! That nigga's in there! Teach all you goddamn chilling.
Jesus Christ, man. You have any, you ever deal with health shit like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, especially, you ever did steroids?
No, never done steroids.
How you gonna do that tour?
What? Yeah.
No, it's a valid question.
She's a comic. Performing a half
she's a comic.
You're lifting.
No, if you're a comic, you got to open up about all of your fucked up shit.
It's true, it's true.
Yeah. You had to take a shot to lift it up.
No,
get your
no.
pump. That's going to be all of Andrea's jokes. You ever be taking creatine?
Well, yeah, creatine, of course. That's just common. My healthcare is under the VA, so they're going to kill me at some point.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Although, like, I've had two surgeries through them. They did great with that. I haven't had any chronic care. Right. Once that happens where I got to be on a prescription, it's like, well, to start the countdown, I'm going to die soon.
So your VA shit is through your dad or through?
No, I was in the Navy. I'm still in.
Oh, you did serve.
Thank you.
All right. Let me ask you this, because we had this happen. I had this happen. And I talked about this on stage a little bit. They weren't really biting.
Okay.
But one time I flew back red eye from, you know, got to New York in the morning, and you know, when you fly a red eye, it's for a reason.
Yeah.
I got shit to do.
Yep.
You know?
I love a red eye flight.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning, and you get off into New York, and you're boom, right here, 6:30 in the morning, right in the bulk of rush hour traffic, whatever.
Ready to go.
But we can't get off the plane.
Oh, well, shit.
We wake up, and we're not deboarding.
I remember this.
What's going on? So, you know, you lift up your little shutter, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah, like you're going to figure it out just by observing. Yeah, I see what's going on.
But this time I did open up the thing, and there's like 50 cop cars out here.
Oh, shit.
All with the lights and everything.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? And of these people standing here at the plane saluting.
Oh, shit.
We're carrying a fallen veteran.
Oh, damn.
So I'm angry.
Yeah.
But now I feel like an asshole because I'm angry because this shit, right? You know what I mean? So now here's the thing. I'm like a comic, so I'm like, I got to figure this out. I got to figure out where the funny end this is. Now, Mimi Simpson, who is a veteran and has also done time in the Navy, Chicago, she put me on. She was like, you know what's crazy? Most of the time, ain't shit even in them boxes. We can't even recover. You know what I mean? So I'm like, well, wait. Okay.
And she's smoking weed, so she's coming out.
But I'm like, so I'm being held up for the idea of a motherfucker. You know, it's 50 cops out here that, like, tax dollars is paying for these motherfuckers to be on the tarmac.
Yeah.
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a patriotism drill.
Yes. 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 It's exactly what it is.
That's what it sounds like, a patriot. All right, everybody line up and act like there's a soldier in this bitch, so we can all be American.
Right. And I'm like, hey, listen. I'm very sensitive to all of that shit, but I'm a dad. And with dads, we look at the overhead. Like, yo, who paying for all this?
That's crazy.
Who paying for all? Because that's all I'm saying. He gets 17 an hour. He get 23 an hour. Like, these motherfuckers.
Oh, you are lowballing it. Yeah.
Right. So this is a lot of money for the idea of a motherfucker that's not here anymore.
It's insane.
And there's veterans in front of Port Authority that we ain't got shit for.
Exactly.
There's veterans out there that's like, imaginary shooting at cars and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh shit,
we don't have nothing for this motherfucker, but we just spent about $100,000 on the idea. And I gotta be late to work.
You got niggas biting off rat heads at Port Authority that been in the wars.
Yeah.
And you gonna spend money on a box covered in a flag? What the fuck, man? See it from the God's perspective. That's a beautiful joke.
No, I think you just got to take some money. Get that drummer stop drumming already.
Can you get that nigga to stop drumming at the fucking West Fork stop? He was probably in the war too. That's the beat he heard running from the fucking enemy. That's the bullets.
That's the bullets.
There's got to be some sort of checks and balances out here, man.
This shit
you can't give all of that shit to the idea of a motherfucker. and all of these other motherfuckers walking around unhealthy than the motherfuckers.
Yeah,
so,
man.
That's all I'm saying. I don't know if we have anybody high up in the military listening. If we did, that would kind of alarm me.
Yeah. It would, me too. Because I'm not out for 23 more days.
That's great.
Oh, shit. But you're about to be done?
Yeah. When the clock strikes midnight, June 1st, done.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Holy shit, man.
How many years do you have?
10. 10? Yeah.
Okay, so where does that put you? Where do you like a...
E6.
E6?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. My dad did 20, retired, and went back.
Explain that for the people who might be too stupid to know what E6 means.
Yeah, what's E6?
It's basically like...
Middle management for the enlisted.
Basically, whatever your E means enlisted, right? And then you get levels for based on, I guess it's time and shit you've accomplished, right?
Yeah.
And then that determines your pay rate and your access to information.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Better than I could have explained it, actually.
You'd
think I'd know how to talk about this shit after 10 years, but no clue.
So basically, E6 motherfuckers ain't got the keys to the nukes.
They don't get to know about Area 51 and a classified type shit like that.
I worked on a nuclear base.
Yeah.
I was Harbor Patrol, and all the submarines carried nuclear missiles.
It's something I've been wanting to know since you've been in the joint. Does the Megalodon exist? I've been trying to find out about the 75-foot shark from somebody. Nigga, I am enthralled in Megalodon facts. Yo, is there a shark out there?
He do exist.
That is 75
I'm
going to
tell you
long?
Why. Because I saw a whale for the first time while I was in Mexico. Nigga, that shit is weird. They out there.
It's like they're out there.
Whales is out there,
those
bro.
Those kind of shits exist.
Man. Like,
and
I
I'm
was,
like...
I was at the end of the... I was at the lowest tip of North America... facing this Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
And it's just vast. Like,
water. It's just...
And then you just see a whale tail every now and again, and you're just like, yo.
Yeah.
Let me stay on here on the shore where it's safe.
Like, I do not like that. The ocean, you can have that shit, bro.
Have you been out to sea, like deep out on a cruise, on a liner or nothing?
No. I've only was on small boats, but I did go into international waters on a small boat, and that was kind of cool.
Yeah. All I'm saying, I'll be watching shit on TikTok about ocean facts. Is it true, like, every 33 feet you go, it's 10 more pounds of pressure? It's just every the
oh yeah
you get,
yeah
the,
yeah
the
going
fucking
down
water
yeah.
just goes come here.
You ever touched the bottom of the pool?
Yeah, man, head be go, all yeah. head be like
yeah,
and water be like come on, get your bitches.
I used to go scuba diving. It's every like to be safe. It's every like 40 feet, every 60 feet.
You have to
stop and just wait for 10 minutes. If you go past 70. So if you go like 100, 120 feet, you have to stop at 70 and just sit for 5 minutes. Because if you fuck up and go up too high too quick,
the bubbles or the things and
you're out.
You got it.
Decompression sickness.
Yeah. What guy had to figure that out? That sucks.
Oh, some dude who. Yeah. Cause I don't know what happens when you get the men.
Yeah, read about the guys like building like the subway tunnels, the Sandhogs and stuff. They're like, oh, they're coming up. They're drinking on the job. They're drunk. It's like no, they're down getting decompression sickness.
Yeah.
Getting nitrogen in their blood.
God damn.
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
Oh, Jesus the bends. Oh,
this
all
been
that
a
shit.
Good one, man. Andrea, thank you for coming on. Where can the people find you if they're looking for you online again?
Best place is going to be comicscard.com/Andrea.
At CompuServe.
-Bryant.
And Bryant is BRYANT, right?
Just like Kobe.
Yeah. All right.
Rest in peace.
Yep.
All right.
To the Mamba.
It's been a good one. Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man. Let's
guys, Black Guys Comedy Show every single week. Sold out show. Make sure to go check out the live stream and check out my podcast, Dope Up and Dying. Almost at 2,000 subscribers, so go subscribe.
Dope. Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
Yeah, what he said, especially Dope Up and Dying, I'm on that one too.
All right, and don't follow her.
Yeah, you don't need to follow me today. Maybe next time. Sprinkle in my...
All right, Derek. Say goodbye to the people.
You know who it is, the great boy, drinking water, smoking copious amounts of weed. Always got something for you.
Yeah.
Stay in the stratosphere.
No
I love
doubt.
Y'all.
And I'm the guy, Dave Temple. Thanks for tuning in. No need for apologies. Peace.